This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Nitish Kumar took oath for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar this morning. The swearing-in ceremony is being held at historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. BJP leaders including Samrat Chaudhary, Vijay Kumar Sinha, Mangal Pandey, Nitin Nabin and Ram Kripal Yadav have taken oath as ministers in Nitish Kumar's cabinet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and chief ministers of BJP-ruled states are present on the occasion. NDA had achieved a landslide victory in the recently concluded state assembly elections, returning to power by clinching 202 seats in the 243-member house. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 16th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Wong, in New Delhi today. Ms. Wong arrived in the national capital yesterday to attend the dialogue. The visit offers an opportunity to build on the various facets of India-Australia comprehensive strategic partnership. India has expanded its visa on arrival facility for UAE nationals to include Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports. With this move, UAE citizens now have access to visa on arrival at 9 major entry points across India. Earlier, the facility was available at centres in New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kochi. The facility is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an India e-visa or a regular paper visa. India has recorded its highest ever defence production of 1,54,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The defence exports has also reached a record 23,622 crore in 2024-25 for less than 1,000 crore rupees in 2014. The upward trajectory in defence production is the result of continued government support over the past decade in the form of huge allocation and policy-level support extended to countries' military-industrial base. The government aims to achieve defence manufacturing worth 3 lakh crore rupees and 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029, reinforcing India's role as a global defence manufacturing hub while boosting economic growth. In a major step towards protecting consumer interest in the digital marketplace, 26 leading e-commerce platforms have voluntarily submitted self-declaration letters confirming compliance with the Guidelines for Prevention and Regulation of Dark Patterns 2023. Consumer Affairs Ministry said this development marks a significant milestone in India's efforts to curb deceptive online design practices that mislead or manipulate consumers. The ministry said all 26 companies have declared that their platforms are free from dark patterns and do not deploy any manipulative user interface designs. The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, is all set to roll out the red carpet, with the festival kick-starting from today. The closing ceremony will be held on the 28th of November 2025. Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant inspected the venue last evening, ensuring everything is in order for the mega event. In Vietnam, the death toll from the torrential rain, flooding and landslides has risen to 16, with water levels rising further in already inundated towns and villages. Rainfall exceeded 1,500 millimetres in several parts of central Vietnam over the past 3 days. According to the disaster management policy, floods and landslides have left 5 people missing and inundated more than 43,000 houses and over 10,000 hectares of crops. Badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and H.S. Pranoy reached the second round of men's singles in the Australian Open Super 500 badminton tournament at Sydney yesterday. Paris Olympics 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya defeated Chinese Taipei's Su Li Yang by a 21-17-21-13 scoreline. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading 0.3% up in forenoon trade today. The markets had started the session higher, supported by positive global cues. The Sensex gained 285 points to 85,471, while the Nifty added 89 points to 26,142 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.